6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Having everything up. Nice.
Hi. I feel like also my audio is super low, so give me 1 second. But hi, guys.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, my name is Kylie.
And I'm Monty Collins.
I'm getting so good at this intro. 37 episodes in, I'm nailing it.
37? Ooh. 37 episodes.
Isn't that crazy?
Iconic. That's what we are.
I'm pretty sure it might be 38. I might have misnumbered a week. I don't know. I'll have to ask Jeremy to go and like look. It's okay. 37, 38. It's about the same. Well, anyway, welcome to Wrestling Made Me Cry. We have a fun episode today. We have a lot. We have Owen Hart tournament brackets. We have AEW Dynasty preview. And Clown is already ahead of the game. Your four pillars of the AEW tag division. So like, we're going to pop off, guys. But just a reminder, if you want to make sure that your question, your comment, your, you know, whatevers are read on air, make sure to submit a super chat. We'll read all the super chats. We're very good about reading the super chats. And we're just going to have a fun time. It's just going to be a fun episode. It's been a long week, you know?
Yeah, it has been.
So we're just going to vibe. And there's a pay-per-view tonight on a Sunday. I have to be up at 6 a.m. tomorrow because I have a job. Yeah, when pay-per-views are on a Sunday, I normally fall asleep at like 1 because obviously, like post pay-per-view, you know, energy. I want to go on Blue Sky and I want to talk about it. And I text people and they're blowing up my phone, so I go to bed like 1. I gotta be up at 6 because I have my job in the morning, so I have to be at work at like 8.
I always forget that, like. Because you're 3 hours ahead. It's not like,
yeah,
it's 3 hours ahead for you. So 6 a.m. comes 3 hours ahead of me.
Yeah. So when I'm awake at 6 a.m., it's 3 a.m. your time. So love that for us. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay.
That's kind of wild because our pay-per-views usually end at like 9 p.m.
I wish that was the case for us.
Yeah.
I
was just going to mention when we went to Wrestle Dynasty, I was home in bed by like 11:30. I mean, Wrestle Dream. Sorry. So many D words. Dynamite, Dynasty, Wrestle Dream, my brain. It's doing that thing.
It's okay. It's a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We're allowed a little bit of leeway. Oh my god! Also, guys, my wrestling shirt. I tried to like earlier play with my camera so you guys could see it, but it doesn't work. But I have my old vintage at this point 6-star FTR who are now 7-star FTR.
Yeah, they're never. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I have the 7-star FTR ones.
And it has like, I don't know if you can see like the dates in there when they won like their titles or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, I got this shirt and then they won 7 stars. So now I have a tattoo. I have 7 stars tattooed, but
that's so fresh.
I love wrestling tattoos. I am obsessed. I think they are cool. I think like if you love something enough to put it on your body, that's sick. Or if you love your body enough to decorate it with tattoos and like feel confident and comfortable in it, it's sick. We need a tattoo haul. You need to show everybody.
Yeah. So because Auntie is dealing with some grief, if you've been on my socials, you'll know what's been going on for the last month, which is like friends passing away, family friend passing away, and then a very close to me pet has passed away, which is just... So I'm dealing with grief. So I got a pizza.
Naturally.
I got a lava lamp. And then I got a cute little straw candy, you know?
I love it. Do you have any wrestling tattoos? Or are there any wrestling tattoos that you want to get? Because I have a lot of wrestling tattoos.
I mean, I'm a year late on getting my scorpion tattoo. Like, I want to find, because I like yours.
Yeah.
But I want to get mine in that traditional style. And not many people still do that traditional style.
Yeah.
So I want to get a traditional style of a stinger with the red and the black, because I like the color.
Yeah.
But I also want to get a little cowboy on me because I'm wearing my cowboy today. It's limited edition. Look at you.
I got a tattoo for everything.
I love it. I just love Hangman so much. So yeah. I would love to put that on my body because.
And then I have this butterfly, which I got for Hangman. I'm trying to move my arms. Y'all can see it.
Okay. I need a butterfly tattoo.
Yeah. What? Well, I picked this one.
It's a rite of passage.
It is. I got this one in Chicago at Great Lakes Tattoo. Shout out. Love them. That's also where I got the stars, but like a year later. But I don't remember when I got it exactly. It was like in August or something in Chicago. I love this butterfly. It was on... I told the story before, but it was on a flash sheet from the 1950s from the red light district. And I was like, well, I have to.
Yeah, I have to.
I have to. So I got it.
So the artist that did all three of these, he was also doing like a little promo. So it's like, okay, I got to do it. It's if you're in Renton, Washington, go to Devil on Third. There across the street is a retro gaming bar.
Okay.
Yeah. Like all stand-up machines, a bunch of pinball machines, like, and they have pizza and what more could you want? Then around the corner is a German bar where they serve German beer and German food and German desserts, which that's part of my heritage. And I was like, yeah. I need to try some of this. So,
sounds like a party.
It was a great day.
I need to get a tattoo. I haven't been tattooed since Sting.
Well, yeah. Before this, I hadn't been tattooed since my Effie tattoo in June.
My goodness.
You know, time flies when you're having tattoos, right?
Yeah. Well, this is good advice. Louise said, I recommend going to a tattoo convention just to see all the different styles people do. I got tattooed at a convention. On the back of my calf. I'm obviously not going to pull up my calf right now.
Wish you would.
But I wish I would too. But I got my calf done. And the artist, she cut me a sick deal. I have a little squirrel dude. But yeah, I love wrestling tattoos. I have a Kenny Omega tattoo. I have, you can't really tell because the dinosaur's there. But Jeff Hardy drew this. I have Fight Forever. I have birds. So
you just... Are wrestling tattoos, man.
Yeah, I because like there was a period of time where every trip, me and my friends would get tattooed. Every wrestling trip.
That's really precious.
So I have, like, a lot of them are matching with people, too. But anyway, wrestling tattoos. Jason Voorhees mask tattoo, sick. Bryce Lantern, also sick. Yeah, just make sure you get a good artist, because a lot of artists aren't so good with light. So if you're going to get Bryce Lantern, you want the light to be good.
Yeah.
If you're going to get the light in it, I don't know if that's what you want, but make sure.
Well, light listen, my Effie tattoo, so when Effie first saw it, he was like kissing my leg. He was like, oh, this is so beautiful. I loved it. And I was trying to get him to sign it so that I could have his signature. But they were like ushering us out of the venue. And so I'm like, okay, what's going to happen is you're going to come here next time. It was also middle of winter. So like, there would have had to be some pants removing. So I'm going to see him in a couple months here and I'm going to get that. But he talks about it still on his live streams. People have sent me videos. They're like, oh, do you know that Effie knows you? It's like, yeah.
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 We're love friends. That. That is so cutie.
It is. It's really cutie. But yeah, all of my tattoos are like, because like I have other hobbies too. So I have Krillin from Dragon Ball Z. I got a little Kuropi guy. Obviously, you see my Mr. Fido. I have a Jigglypuff on my leg.
I have from Hocus Pocus.
I love this.
I have, you can't really see it, but I have a little Pennywise, Pennywise the Clown from the movie It. Because I'm also a big horror movie fan. I love horror movies though.
You scary. Scary.
I got a little a dancer girl because I like ballet and performing arts. We are multifaceted here.
Yes.
I know our shows may make it seem like we're simpletons.
Well,
but we are multifaceted.
What I want people to do is to not expect anything from me. I want you to go, you know what? My expectations of Auntie Collins, very low.
You know because what? Real.
I have performance anxiety, okay? If I'm not giving you the most, I'm not giving you anything.
I excel in public speaking. It is one of my like weird gifts that I was born with. And I don't really get nervous or anything, but I do often make a fool of myself.
Maybe she's born with him.
When I make a fool of myself here, we're good.
Perfect.
It's a joke. Amen. And everything goes good. It's a joke. But now that we've done our tattoo hauls, first and foremost in the chat, I need your four pillars of the AW Tag Team Division. Or you could put I posted on Blue Sky, ask the question. Just throwing it out there. Did you do your homework? I told you guys to do it last week. Did you do it? It's pass or fail too. It's A plus or 0% F. So you might want to get on it. But we need to talk about our Owen Hart tournament brackets. I posted mine on Blue Sky. I also got my dad to do one because, you know, one thing about him is he loves a bracket and he loves wrestling. So I have my brackets.
Okay. I got mine.
I can't mix them up with my dad's because that would not be good times. Okay. Hold on. Okay. I have mine.
Okay.
I have a feeling. You guys didn't do your homework.
It's okay. You have like 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You have
10 minutes to do it. We're going to talk about our brackets, get it done, do the work. Anyway. That's like the professor in me coming out.
Or
like,
you're grounded.
Or yeah. You're grounded. sorry, that was just... What an absurd day. Well, at the Sickos Academy, I make beats. We make A's. Do our work.
Can my pillars be the Young Bucks, the Elite, Heyman, Kenny, and Heyman and Will Ospreay. Kenny and Will Ospreay. That's my pillars.
My pillars. I'm going to say Young Bucks.
Yeah, Young Bucks.
FTR.
FTR, okay.
Oh, dang. Oh, dang.
I know. Oh, dang.
Oh, dang. Oh, wow. Private Party. Oh my, but like, are there tag teams that you like? Do we have pillars? Hurt Syndicate? Do we? I mean, they're the champions. They can't be a pillar.
Yeah, that's the rule.
I also think by that logic, the Young Bucks and FTR can't be pillars. So, Private Party, Top Flight. Dang. Oh, we're gonna have to come back to it. Because I had my pillar. Now that they're champions, the Young Bucks and FTR, or they were champions, so they can't be there. Ty Mello and Anna Jay, I'm counting them.
Okay.
It's so hard not to pick Hurt Syndicate. The Guns. Oh, but they were champs too. We're cooked.
Private Party were champions.
They were.
Yeah.
Dang, Top Flight. Top Flight. A Hologram and Commander. The issue is so many AW factions are made up of singles guys that are just in a faction.
Sure.
Willow Nightingale and Swerve. And Anna Jay and Ty Mello.
Okay. So if I'm putting it together for myself, I'm doing Undisputed Kingdom.
Oh my God, I forgot about them. Yes.
The Outrunners, Top Flight.
The Outrunners.
The Outrunners.
Okay. Yes.
And... what is the House of Black called now?
The Hounds of Hell.
Hounds of Hell. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Outrunners. Here's my revised. Top Flight. Outrunners. Hounds of Hell. Oh, there's only one more spot though. One more spot. Can I say Harley Cameron and the Puppet?
That's you can do whatever you want. These are your rules.
These are my rules. But yeah, y'all. Oh! MXM. Oh my God, we goofed. Okay. I'm revising. Pretend Clown didn't say that. Pretend Clown didn't say it. Everybody ignore it. MXM, Top Flight. Harley and the Puppet.
You are into that Harley and the Puppet.
I love Harley Cameron. You guys don't understand. Harley Cameron, for whatever reason, I've fallen into this period of my life where I love Harley Cameron and the Costco guys, unironically. But only in wrestling. I don't like the Costco guys when they go to Costco. I don't care about Costco. I care about Big Boom AJ. And Big Justice and just absurd wrestling. I think that's why I like Harley Cameron and her puppet. Yeah. But speaking of Harley Cameron, she's wrestling on another pay-per-view. Oh my God. Also, the Owen Hart tournament.
Yes.
We're back.
I know we're back. Are you ready to share your brackets? Do you want to share your papa's brackets first?
Yeah. So, hold on. So Papa, on the men's side,
yeah,
he has as his four like winners.
Semifinals, yeah.
Yeah, semifinals. Will Ospreay, Brody King, Mark Briscoe.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And Hangman Page.
Mark Briscoe over Kyle Fletcher?
He's a big Briscoes fan.
Okay.
And then his final matchup, he has Brody King and Hangman Page. And he has Hangman Page winning. And then his women's bracket, his semifinals, he has Billy Starks, Julia Hart, Chris Statlander, and Athena. And then in his final match, he has Billy Starks and Athena, and he has Athena winning. He's an interesting guy.
Interesting.
He also always picks the Death Riders, not because he likes the Death Riders, but he just says, you can't root against anybody called the Death Riders. So.
That is a wise man, I think.
He is very wise. But he does like the Briscoes. He does. But my finals, I have Will Ospreay, Brody King, Kyle Fletcher, Hangman Page. And then in my final match, I have Will Ospreay and Hangman Page, and I have Will Ospreay winning it.
So we have identical men's, but I have Hangman winning.
See, I was thinking about Hangman winning because I had those two. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, but I feel like Will Ospreay needs a little juice. But maybe Hangman does win it. If Hangman wins it, I think, oh no, now I'm doubting myself. Oh no.
I only think Hangman because I think who's going to beat Moxley.
Yeah.
Because as we know, last year, the winner of the Owens Cup, Mariah May, went on to win the women's title. Bryan Danielson, who ended up winning the men's title the year before, Willow and Ricky Starks, which I think that 2023 will be forever be what could have happened.
Yeah, 2023 was AW's worst year, I think.
Objectively, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, oh, now I'm doubting. But, so, the wild card of the men's is interesting, because, like, I think Josh Alexander is the, like, expected.
Yeah, person. I think he's the expected person.
But I think Hangman has to win. I don't know. I feel like...
I mean, I think that Will Ospreay is a really good, you know...
Yeah, I picked Will Ospreay because I was like, I think people want to see babyface Will Ospreay doing something.
Yeah.
And I think that they're like also very, and by they I mean AW, is very into this reconciliation angle with Swerve and Hangman.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to my thoughts on the world title match. Don't worry, guys. So I just imagined in my head, like, Hangman being so excited to make it to the finals and then pull up backstage all depressed because, you know, he lost and we could have some sort of, you know, soft, cute moment with Swerve after Swerve
cue,
also lost.
Cue the music from Being the Elite.
I miss Being the Elite. I think Josh Alexander can take a loss on debut. I'm going to be real.
Because I think like, that match will go almost a full 20.
Yeah, I think Alexander's going to come out of it fine. But I think that if with Hangman as hot as he is right now, physically and with the crowd, having Alexander beat him, I think would backfire. I'm going to be real.
Yeah.
And we don't even know if it's Alexander. We don't even know because
it could actually be
it could be a rando. We don't know.
It could be actually.
It could be me. Like this could be pre-recorded.
Yeah, it actually is.
You don't know. But I think Hangman or Ospreay, I think anybody is a good shout to win the men's. I think they're all, you know, people who either are established or on the cusp of being established. I think it's going to be a good way for them to really make a star out of Brody King. And if they don't, I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah.
And I think Kyle Fletcher and Will Ospreay they're going to get good matches out of them. They're basically set in stone. So.
Sorry for the weird face, y'all.
What happened?
So I really have liked the Gold Peak tees. They have them at my work. So it's like, I'll just buy some. From Costco. Unsweetened.
You gotta put some sugar in it.
Oh my god, I feel like an idiot. I didn't read it. It's not that it's bad, it's just not what I was
expecting
for.
Yeah. Makes sense. A tragedy. I just have water today, guys.
I have my three drinks today, so
I am out of like all my fun drinks.
Wow, you need to go to Costco.
I need to go to Costco.
Do you go to Costco? Are you a Costco person?
I'm not a Costco person, but I guess I should be if I'm going to be a fan of the Costco guys.
Listen, I just renewed our Costco membership, which is the best purchase that I can make personally, because if I'm avoiding other places, I guess I have to shop at Costco now. $5 rotisserie chicken lasts me and my husband the entire week. And what more could you want?
You can't ask for anything else.
I love a rotisserie chicken. My dogs love a rotisserie chicken.
Period. It's a Costco bargain.
But yeah, I quickly spent like $400. So I don't
know. That's what happens.
I don't know how that happened. I mean, to be fair, I did go buy all new pillows for us because they were on sale. I bought brand new sheets. My husband's having surgery in a couple weeks, so I had to get some like things in bulk.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I just filled up the cart with rotisserie chickens like you would, you know?
I'm not judging.
And then you always seal the day off with a $1.50 hot dog.
It's a steal.
It's a steal.
You gotta do it.
But Yeah. So my wild card, I had Josh Alexander in there. I do think that him and Hangman go to almost time limit and Hangman gets one over. I think that that would be a really great showing for Josh Alexander. For anyone who doesn't know who he is, I think going against someone who's been a world title holder and lasting that long would be an excellent, excellent feat. I also have Kyle Fletcher going over. I also have Brody going over Takeshita, and I also have Will Ospreay going over Kevin Knight, which Kevin Knight, what a fantastic guy. That match against Jay White. And I want to send my well wishes over to Jay White. Heal up, man, because start with him, you know?
Yeah, Jay White and Mark Davis and Kevin Owens, like injuries just in wrestling hard.
It sucks.
Sending love to all of them, of course. But we're basically in agreement on the men's.
Yeah.
The women's, I think, is so much more unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm not even 100% confident in mine.
Yeah, I'm not confident in mine either.
No, I'm not confident. I was just sat and I was like, I'm just going to pick who I think I would want to win.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Jamie Hayter, Chris Statlander, Mercedes Moné, and Athena. And then I have Jamie Hayter and Athena. And then I have Jamie Hayter winning it.
Oh.
Jamie not Hayter confident would... in any of those.
Jamie Hayter would be a great winner. So I have Jamie Hayter going over Billy. I have Chris going over Thunder Rosa. Okay. I have Mercedes over Julia, and I have Athena over Harley.
Okay.
Between Mercedes and Athena, I think that Mercedes wins.
Okay.
It's not going to be clean.
Yeah.
Because it's going to build up other things. And then I see Jamie Hayter beating Chris Statlander, and it's Jamie Hayter versus Mercedes in the final. And I want Jamie Hayter to beat Mercedes.
To beat the TBS champion?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's spicy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it.
I like an upset in a bracket. I really do.
Well, yeah, and Mercedes had her first like AW loss in a tag match, mind you, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So list Julia Hart and Athena beat Mercedes and Harley.
I like the idea of Mercedes cheating over Athena, and you know that Athena is gonna get her lick back.
Yeah.
What a better way than the finals.
Build up, I think regardless of what happens in the tournament, I think they're going to build up Mercedes and Athena for a big singles match at Double or Nothing. Or well, I guess it can't be Double or Nothing because one of them is probably going to be in the finals of the Owen. So it has to be Owen.
Yeah.
So I'm so into it. I am really, really optimistic about the AW women's division. They have, obviously, Mercedes is a great champ. And this is kind of getting into our dynasty predictions, which I'm still aboard the Megan Bain for world champion train.
I agree, yes.
Let's get into dynasty predictions, might as well. I think Megan Bain is going to beat Toni Storm. I really do. I think that it would set Megan Bain for life. And I don't think Toni Storm loses anything. I think Toni Storm is such a strong babyface right now. She might become even more over if she loses.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they really picked the best possible matchup for Dynasty in these two. I don't know if Megan should squash Toni. I don't know if I would go that far. Because I think that they could have a really, really good competitive match. It would be 5 stars. It'd be great. And we could have Megan win. But I don't know. Something about the way that they presented Megan Bain on Dynamite the last couple weeks, last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting her over strong.
They really are. And they are making her look like a star, which is, I mean, what you want to do. But I worry how the crowd is going to treat this.
That's true. I mean, they're going to boo Megan regardless because she's Megan and she's also up against Toni Storm, who is the biggest mm-hmm. baby face in the women's division. I don't know. I don't think Megan Bain would cheat to win. It seems like not in the, like.
I mean, she's got Penelope on her side to cheat for her. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming Penelope's going to get kicked out. And then the crowd's going to, you know, put all their hope into Toni. The odds are finally evened. And then Tony's going to lose. I don't know. I feel like the crowd would boo, which is just as good as the crowd cheering.
Okay.
But then the question becomes, like, if Megan Bain becomes Women's World Champion, who challenges? Because it can't be Toni. But it's like, who is, like, who's set and who's in line?
Jamie Hayter.
Jamie. Jamie Hayter versus Megan Bain would change lives.
Yeah. It really would.
Okay, I'm set on it. Megan Bain's winning. I'm set. We don't need to talk about that anymore.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
No, but for real, I think it's got to be Megan.
Yeah. Okay. We can do Megan. That's fine. I like it. I'm into it. I'm going to be sad.
I'm going to be sad, too, because I don't want Toni to lose, because I love Toni Storm. But Toni Storm could go off and feud with someone. And, you like, I don't know, someone who maybe hasn't had anything in a while. And it'll be good. And Toni can elevate someone. But she doesn't need the title to do that. So Megan Bain probably does need the title here. Like, what the win is what she needs. She needs the win. But then the other women's match, which I don't know if, I don't know what's on the buy-in. They announced the Max Caster open challenge, Best Wrestler Live open challenge, whatever the hell. I'm assuming it's going to be Anthony Bowens. I'm assuming Anthony Bowens is going to win.
I will. Everywhere.
I'm assuming that's what's going to happen. It's an entire guess. But if I had to make an educated guess, I would say it's Anthony Bowens.
Because
they've done a lot to promote that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, on the buy-in, there's a tag match or something. I don't know. I was not intrigued by anything.
I mean, yeah, it's Nick Wayne and Action Andretti and Leo Rush versus Air Fox and Top Flight, which...
Mid.
They've been... Sorry, I brought this down. They've been teasing it on Ring of Honor. They've been teasing it on Collision. I don't think it's the best option here.
I don't know why there's only two matches announced. Because you have, you know, Jeff Jarrett,
Is it starting early? No.
I don't think so. 6:30 Eastern, my time. So 3:30 your time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pay-per-view is at 8. So I don't know. I feel like they need another match. I don't know.
It feels
strange to me. I don't know. I guess we're gonna listen to Renee and RJ City and Jeff Jarrett yap for a lot. I don't know. Maybe they'll have special guests. Who knows? But the other women's match, we have Mercedes and Julia Hart, which is our Owen Hart semifinal or Owen Hart match.
Mm-hmm. Mercedes.
Yeah, Mercedes. It's going to be a good match. Mm-hmm. Julia really impressed me on Collision. Yeah. She's getting really, really good. So I'm interested. I think she's going to have some sort of arc over the summer. Maybe she'll be in a feud with Tony. I don't know. It's going to be, Mercedes is going to get the win here. Or maybe they'll shock the world. Maybe they'll shock the world and Julia wins. I think I would die on the spot.
Well, please don't pass away because we need you in this world.
I feel like the shock I would feel would be so intense. I think I would transcend realities. I don't know.
Not the reality.
I'd be into it. I'd be into it. I love when wrestling shocks me. I'd be into it. But I think Mercedes. I think the Mercedes Athena matchup, you kind of, after building it for this long, you kind of gotta like do the deal.
Yeah, I think we gotta do the deal.
This will be fun. I like to see Julia. It's good. I think that we need another match, another women's match. But
we always need more than one women's match. If you can have men's matches that are not for titles.
Well, and they, I was gonna, like, earlier in the week, I was like, you could add Marina and Willow and have that match. They can't now because they had Jon Moxley take Willow out of commission.
Rude.
For like, no reason. And then he did that goofy, oh, I'm so shocked at what has happened face that he does. I cannot rant about the Death Riders again. I'll lose my mind. I'm cutting myself off. Mm-hmm. I'm an adult. Okay. Anyway, back to wrestling. but yeah, we both said Mercedes, right?
Yeah, Mercedes.
Sick.
Obviously.
Can we not talk about Chris Jericho?
Yeah. Chris Jericho loses in 5 seconds.
Period. We wash our hands of it.
Somebody send in a super chat for that because we've done our best booking here.
Yeah, we are. Tony Khan, you can have this one for free if you still need it. one match that I'm really, really into, and I'm really curious what you have to say about it. The TNT title match, Daniel Garcia, Adam Cole.
I knew you were going to.
This is for it. You. This is for you.
For me. Yes. This is for me. This is personally for me. You know how I feel about Adam Cole, baby. Okay. But I also feel that same way for Danny Garcia. These guys, I think, are going to have one hell of a match. This is going to be a peak in both of their careers. Mm-hmm. While Adam Cole has had a very illustrious career, up and downs, Danny Garcia just got this title belt, right?
Yeah.
He just got this. This is like his like kind of second feud with the title belt.
Yeah.
However, the only gold that Adam Cole has held in this company so far has been the Owen and the tag. And that was to elevate a storyline that fizzled out because of injury. Give the fucking title belt.
Yes, exactly.
Give the title belt to Adam Cole, baby. Give it to him.
You didn't disappoint.
Give it to Adam Cole, baby, because then I want to see him. Because remember how I said I want Adam Cole to come back heel and run through all of his friends?
You have the same mindset that I literally have.
Run train through all of his friends. Make everyone pay.
Yes.
For turning their back on the devil.
In my head, this is how it goes. Garcia, Adam Cole, banger match. Okay. Yeah. They're going to have a great match. Adam Cole is going to finally complete the heel turn. Mm-hmm. He's going to cheat to win. He's going to do something dastardly, beat Garcia. Garcia is going to be so dejected. The fans are going to be so mad because they love Daniel Garcia. Adam Cole is going to be confronted by his friends, the Kingdom, and he's going to be like, hey, you do what you got to do to win. And mm-hmm. Kyle O'Reilly especially is going to, they're just going to lose their minds. Mm-hmm. And then we get Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole. We get Roderick Strong. We get the whole gambit.
Mike Bennett, Matt Taven. I need it all.
Yes. And then I don't know who eventually beats Adam Cole, but you build up a heel that is so nasty, which we know Adam Cole can be, because for a lot of his career, he was that like manipulative, you know, jerk. Mm-hmm. You build him up, whoever finally beats him, whatever babyface finally beats him, that is like such a huge feather in their cap. That's major. And it could be Daniel Garcia again. It could be anybody. But it's the right move.
Having a feud, like a multi-month feud and multi-match feud for Daniel Garcia, I think is exactly what he needs. Because we all know he's a great wrestler. He's going to turn out a match. His back and forth in Ring of Honor with Lee Moriarty was probably some of my favorite pure title matches. And you all know that, like, if there's anything that I could write a paper on, like right now, no notes, could be the pure championship and Ring of Honor, especially in that era of going back between Bryan Danielson and Nigel McGuinness. Those are my guys. This is the modern day version of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here for it.
Yeah. And I think this will really help Daniel Garcia, because the thing about Daniel Garcia, apart from the booking, which has been bad, he hasn't really connected with the character Daniel Garcia. Mm-hmm. He's done the dance thing, but he kind of just flows through whoever's around him, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think if you place him opposite nasty, conniving Adam Cole, I think he really builds up as this babyface, pure wrestling, the heart of a champion, all of those kinds of things. And I think it'd be beneficial for him. But obviously, this match is going to be a banger.
It's going to be so good.
So the stipulation is no outside interference, no time limit. I don't know if there's a third one, but I know that there's those two. So it's going to be a good match. That to me says they're going to have, you know, brass tacks, classic wrestling, going to go a decent amount of time, going to really show. Because Adam Cole also has to prove that he's not washed. Because the narrative since the MJF thing has been Adam Cole is washed. He can't do what he used to do. He's just a prop. He's just there to have a good time with his friends. So Adam Cole also has something to prove. So I think this is a perfect matchup. I think it's going to be a banger. I'm so ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready for heel Adam Cole. I've been waiting.
I'm so excited. It's going to be so good. But we also have the AW International Championship. Kenny Omega, Ricochet, Speedball. This is going to be insane.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even tell you. Because you know when, like, you think of, your brain thinks of, like, the size of the universe and it can't compute it? That's how this feels. I can't compute it.
I think this is going to be the longest match on the card.
Probably.
I'm excited to see what Speedball does. I don't see Kenny losing here. I'm not sure who's going to get the pin.
I think Kenny pins Ricochet. But I think from this, we spin to Speedball-Ricochet feud.
Mm.
Because Speedball, they have been kind of like...
He's babyface.
Yeah,
the baby crowd face. Loves him.
Yeah. And so I think... I don't know how... I mean, I guess Kenny could pin Speedball. But I think Ricochet is a better bet. But I also think the story here isn't so much Kenny as much as it's about Kenny's title. I think Ricochet, because he's so annoying, has taken up so much of Kenny's attention. I think the story here is really Speedball and getting Speedball over, because they've had matches, but they haven't had, and they've had promos, but they haven't had like a moment, if that makes sense. So I think Speedball Ricochet is like the really interesting dynamic here. I think Ricochet will probably do something awful, horrendous to Speedball, and they'll lose, and we'll probably spin that match from there. And then we got to start getting Kenny ready for Okada, because we know that's coming up soon. It's gonna, we are,
I'm gonna lose my shit. I'm gonna lose it.
Yeah. And I don't know, because Ricochet isn't feuding with Swerve anymore. So I think Speedball is safe, a safe bet. And I also think Speedball, is it controversial for me to say I think Speedball is a better wrestler than Ricochet? I don't think that's controversial.
I don't think that's controversial.
Yeah, I think Ricochet is a good wrestler. I think Speedball is better. But I think Speedball will get a chance to really show what, like, what they're made of against Kenny Omega. And Ricochet's kind of like the thorn in the side. So I'm excited about it. I really am. Kenny wins because we need Kenny Okada title unification at All In. But
yeah,
it'll be a close one, I think. I think they're going to give Speedball a lot. Maybe.
I think so. I think he's going to get his licks in. And then it's going to be a... Ricochet tries to steal it in the end, but it's Kenny freaking Omega.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know what? It's going to be a good match regardless. I think Ricochet's the heel. He should eat the pin. But it'll be fun. It'll be a good time. As long as Kenny Omega doesn't make me cry with the stupid, oh, my tummy hurts.
Shut up. How many times have we just said on the show, stop doing that?
I hate it. Because one day, it's really going to hurt and nobody's going to believe him. So,
don't
Kenny.
Say that.
Please.
Don't say that.
Please.
No, stop. No.
So, we totally missed the men's Owen Hart tournament matches. I mean, we don't have to talk about them a lot. It's Will Ospreay, Kevin Knight, and then Kyle Fletcher, Mark Briscoe, which we said in our brackets who we think is going to win. But they're going to be fun matches, little fill-ins. I'm surprised there's two men's Owen matches on the card and none are on the pre-show. A little weird.
It's a lot. Is it not?
It's a lot. But I think because the world title match is going to be good, but I fear people are not going to like the result. I think putting some banger matches in here to, you know, fill up the card and make people happy, I think that's probably what's happening here. Because I'm going to be honest, guys, Moxley's winning. I don't think Swerve is beating Moxley. I just got to be real with you right now. It's not happening. I think the problem is going to be that Swerve is alone. And I think they're set on a Swerve Hangman tag team situation. I think that's where we're headed. I don't know if we're still waiting for Darby. I have no idea. I assume not.
I feel pained by this.
I
feel pain.
Well, I would love Swerve to win. But I just think Moxley's going to get the win here. Probably cheating. Probably nasty work. Because he took out Willow, so Willow can't help Swerve. What is Nana going to do? Nothing. Hangman might try to help. I don't know. But I think, ultimately, I think Jon Moxley still wins here and wins dirty. Prove me wrong. Give it to Swerve. Save the company. Give it to Swerve.
Save the company.
Save your reputation. Here's the thing.
Do we want like a big rejoice when Jon Moxley loses? Who will provide that big rejoice?
I think your options, realistically, it's Swerve or it's Hangman. Or Will Ospreay, maybe. But I don't think people do people care about Darby still? Like, do they want, are they, are, is someone sitting around waiting, like jittery and excited for Darby Allin to come back and beat Jon Moxley? Where are they? I don't see anybody who's excited about that. I see people who are excited about Swerve. They chant whose house? They get a glimpse of him. They hear the word Swerve in the wind and they chant whose house? Swerve's house.
Hangman.
People go nuts for Hangman every time they freaking see him. Look at how much people talked about that moment of Swerve and Hangman from Dynamite. You know, you broke into my house. You burned down my house. You deserved it. I know. People want it. So I if they're still set on the Darby.
Someone in the chat. Clown in the chat. I'm holding out. I'm sorry. I'm starting to cry. Think about it.
So Cloud in the chat says, I'm holding out hope for Eddie Kingston. Eddie should be back soon, right? They said spring. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just now turning spring. So maybe he won't be. Maybe he'll be back in time for Double or Nothing or something.
Physically crying.
I think Eddie. I don't know. Because, like, the thing is.
Cry so hard.
Yeah, I think Eddie will be a big factor in post-Death Riders Moxley because I think Moxley's going to be, like, destitute and alone and everything. I think Eddie, I would not be mad if Eddie Kingston beat Jon Moxley for the title. I would be thrilled. I would be running around outside like a lunatic, frolicking in the fields if Eddie Kingston beat Jon Moxley. Okay? I'm not mad about it. But they said spring, right? So, I don't know. Do we think spring is early spring or late spring? Because spring goes until, like, what? Like, June 21st or something?
I thought June 21st is the...
That's the first day of summer, right? Summer,
right.
Yeah,
right.
So spring goes until June 20th. Imagine,
but June 20th is the longest day of the year.
Perfect time for Eddie Kingston. We can have a whole day of Eddie. What? Where's my calendar?
Whole day of Eddie.
Okay, let's see. June 20th is a Friday. Can't be. AEW takes over WWE SmackDown. Eddie Kingston returns. I guess. Sick. I don't know. Because Forbidden Door isn't in June this year. It's in whenever. I don't remember when.
It's in London.
It's in London. I don't think they've released any information about this thing. So I don't know.
Any information about London? Because they've been pushing All In.
Yeah. But like.
Y'all in.
Yeah. SRS said a month ago he's out for a while still, but like that was a month ago.
Yeah, that was a month ago.
A month is a while. I'm not getting anybody's hopes up, I hope. I honestly have no idea where the hell Eddie Kingston is or when he's coming back, but we can speculate and have fun. But I think ultimately everybody agrees that Darby, we can't wait for Darby. The Darby ship has sailed. We can come back to Darby eventually, right? But I think it would be like a really, really big misstep in a company, for a company to not only pass on Kenny Omega as the world champ, but to pass on Swerve and Hangman and Will Ospreay and, you know, whoever else eventually gets hot enough to be in that picture. I feel like the Kenny Omega thing, they kind of rectified it with the international title, but I still feel like it was an L. And then you have to. I don't think Swerve wins here, but I would not be surprised if Swerve wins eventually. I think they have the trios title match. It's Death Riders versus Rated FTR. I think this is a good way to get Rated FTR and Cope out of the picture. Finally. Ooh. So I don't know. The world title picture is just like shenanigans. It's just shenanigans. It really is. You have the weirdest situation with the briefcase, and Marina Shafir is there sometimes.
Sometimes.
And then you have Pac, who's never there. And sometimes he's there. And then Emo Yuta and Claudio. Okay, let's talk about the trios title match, because I have so we had that situation not last week, the week before, I think it was, where Dax pushed Cash Wheeler to the ground. And Cash was very upset.
Mm-hmm.
And storms off. We have an angle on Dynamite. Dax gives, because he's fined 10 grand for beating up the referee. He gives the referee 10 grand and says, buy your wife dinner or something. Like, okay. A pop off Dax, I guess. Weirdo.
Pop off.
And then Cash is standing there like a diva. Yeah. Arm crossed, huffing and puffing. Very, like, not happy with Dax. And so he says, you know, we're brothers in the match. We're going to be brothers. But after that, we need to talk.
Yeah.
Then on Collision, Cash Wheeler has a singles match with Pac, which was, it was a fine match. It was good. And then Cope and Cash Wheeler are helping Dax now.
Right.
So what do we think the angle is here? Do we think, because I think
do we genuinely think that FTR is going to break up though?
No, here's the thing. I always thought, I'd assumed that FTR was going to turn heel on Copeland.
Yeah.
And Christian was going to help Copeland, and that's where we were going. Fine. Mm-hmm. Two legendary tag teams. Go for it. I'm now slightly confused. Because now it feels a little bit like Copeland
mm-hmm.
is going to turn heel. I don't want. I would rather have the joyous reunion of Copeland and Christian Cage and like cheer for them, root for them, whatever, and heal FTR back to old school pandemic FTR with the pickup truck and the beer and everything that they, the jeans, everything, the mullet, the whole gimmick.
You want his mullet back.
I want the mullet back so bad. You do not. That was such a huge part of the Cash Wheeler character, and he just got rid of it. Who do that? You can't have a boring haircut when your tag partner's bald. And here he is. Boring haircut. Like, I get it, you know. But mullets are still in fashion. He just has like normal boy hair.
And he's not a normal boy.
He's not a normal boy. He is Cash Wheeler. So where's the mullet? So, bring it back.
It's so funny to me.
I'm dead serious. Where's the freaking mullet? Grow it back. He has a little bit, like a little like nostalgia for the mullet. He has like a little bit. His hair yearns to be in a mullet. I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Sure. Yeah.
But Dax is bald. And he's not just bald. He's bald bald. He's shiny bald. There's nothing. So I thought, here's how I thought it was going to go in my head. Dax was going, because Dax is a weirdo. Like, who gives a guy 10 grand and says, buy your wife something nice, pal? Get out.
Right.
I thought that Dax was going to turn on Cope, and Cash was just going to have to go along with Dax because they're best friends forever. That's how I thought it was going to go. I am now perplexed. Also, Jose is right. You can't have a boring haircut if your partner is bald. It belongs on a t-shirt. I'm taking a picture for posterity. Got it. Thank you, Jose. Now that if that shows up on a t-shirt, we know that they stole me and Jose's collaborative intellectual property. But I don't know. Did we break you?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I'm trying not to make bird noises. I don't wanna.
It's okay. We like bird noises here. You know, everything flies here. We're all just here to have fun.
Oh man, man alive. So funny.
But you are the Cope fan. So thoughts.
I'm conflicted. So I'm listening to this and I'm having to I'm looking through my notes right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm struggling because I know that the plan is Cope and Christian.
Yes.
But how do we get to Cope and Christian without Cope turning heel?
The only way would be a weird situation where Cope gets beat up and Christian saves him and Christian does the whole thing where he's like, I'm not sure why I saved you. Right. It just and Cope is the one who's like, there's still good left in him. You know, you're all this is fake. I know the real you, that okay. kind of angle, which they could do because they've been splitting up the patriarchy.
Okay.
So they could do it. It would just take a really, really long time to get Cope to get Cage back on his side. Unless they do some sudden babyface turn and Christian's like, I've seen the light, but I don't think they're going to do that. It's going to be very strange if after that Dax angle where he does the weird thing with giving the referee money, they're just the babyfaces still.
They're just babyfaces again. Right.
So
this has me stumped. I don't think it's fully developed, right? I don't feel like it's fully cooked at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I think they lose this match with the Death Riders.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that there's just no cohesion on the team. It's Cope and Dax butting heads and Cash is in the middle. That kind of thing. The divorced parents type thing.
Which I don't
think they win this. I think it really comes down to who gets the pin.
Okay.
How they get it. Do they earn it? Do they steal it from someone else? What happens?
Right.
And two, what does Cope do after? Because Cope's behavior is going to signal to us what's going to happen. Is it going to be the heel Cope with Christian? Or is it going to be babyface Cope and Christian on their last run as a tag team against a heel FTR?
Oh, I feel like I like that better because maybe with Christian, I don't know. Christian hasn't atoned for his iniquities yet, right? He hasn't. He's done so much corrupt stuff with the patriarchy that I don't feel like he's been atoned yet. Or maybe he saves him somehow.
I don't know. It's like a weird situation, but I am happy that we're finally doing something with it.
I know. Finally.
Yeah.
A year later.
Yeah, because it's been a long time. They never really did a good push as a trio, as Rated FTR. And then when Cope was in the world title angle, FTR was just kind of there. It was really mm-hmm. weird. So I'm glad we're finally doing something. I'm curious. They got me interested.
Interested enough to be here, but I don't know if I'm interested enough to stay.
Yeah, we need them to not drag this out anymore. We need something at the show, at this pay-per-view, to tell us where we're going so we can get invested in the story. Because if I have to get invested in the Christian Cage redemption arc, I need to start now.
Yeah.
Because that's going to take a long time for me as a fan. In my kayfabe mindset, of course. It's going to take a long time. So I need to start now. So you need to tell me now, today, tonight, that I need to start that so I can sleep on it. Yeah. Interesting stuff happening in AEW. Then we have the Hurt Syndicate, Big Bill Brian Keith. What? I have Hurt Syndicate winning.
I have Hurt Syndicate winning. I have poor Brian Keith taking the pin. Mm-hmm. Because that's going to be the thing that drives Big Bill along the way. I don't mm-hmm. want it now. But he's going to say, I've never been pinned. I've never been pinned. I've never been pinned. And yeah. I think that storyline is important, but not now.
I also think Brian Keith getting the pin or being pinned, Jericho, when Jericho's like, you didn't prove yourself to me, I think we can either get Big Bill sticking up for Brian Keith and saying, listen, you also have done nothing, you big dumb idiot. Or we can get Big Bill siding with Chris Jericho against Brian Keith. And like, oh yeah, I wasn't pinned, you were pinned. Just like that other guy. I'm always the guy, you know, who's losing because I have bad partners. Nobody's on my side. That kind of thing. So, either way, I think Chris Jericho loses tonight.
Yeah.
I think the Learning Tree loses. So, I don't know. I think the Hurt Syndicate comes out on top. I think the match will be fine. I don't think it's going to, like, light the world on fire or anything. It'll be fine. I don't know. Because also in the Hurt Syndicate, they have their own, like, beef happening. Their own, like, little, not beef, drama, I guess. Because MVP really wants MJF in the Hurt Syndicate. And nobody else does.
Nobody else wants. I mean, same.
Same.
Same. Same. I don't want it.
So, I think Bobby Lashley feels a certain kind of way about it. I think Shelton Benjamin doesn't care either way. He's just there. He's just Shelton. He's just confident.
Yeah. But
I'm wondering if maybe that comes into play. Not tonight, because I don't think there's a situation tonight where Big Bill and Brian Keith win. I think maybe it comes into play down the line.
Yeah.
So I don't know if MJF is involved in that. If it's MJF and MVP versus Lashley and Shelton. I don't know if it's Lashley versus MJF. I don't know. But I think, like, ultimately it's going to be a weird situation with MJF. Because, like, I don't know where he fits in this
mm-hmm.
at all. And I don't know.
Just as a reminder, y'all, if you want to get your comments read here, you can always send in a super chat.
Period. Period. Anyway, I don't know. Because, like, okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do you think MJF is actually going to be part of the Hurt Syndicate?
No.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
I can't.
But why does MVP want him so bad?
Because he's weird and delusional. How? I think it's a trick.
He's tricking MJF?
Yeah, old Trojan horse style. Come here, come on.
That's true.
And then, bam.
That's true. Maybe it is like that. And then, because MJF's whole story since the CM Punk thing was that nobody loves him. He has no friends. Why doesn't anybody love me? Why doesn't the crowd love me? Why don't you love me? That kind of thing. So I think this would push MJF over the edge. I think he would lose his mind. Because I don't think that he genuinely thinks the Hurt Syndicate are his friends. But I think MVP preying on, like, the weak child inside of him that seeks approval and validation, I think that would really hurt MJF. It's interesting. I don't know what the outcome is, like, what the, you know, if there's a match that's the outcome, or if the outcome is just the Hurt Syndicate laughing at MJF and MJF, I don't know, going on sabbatical and finding himself in the wilderness. I don't know. But It's weird. I think we can all agree it's a little weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
I don't know. I'm into the Hurt Syndicate, though. They got a banger entrance song. They're great wrestlers.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. MJF is weird, though. It's a weird one. But did we talk about every match? Oh. Well. I'm not talking about Chris Jericho anymore.
Yeah, we're not talking about Chris Jericho. We've already talked about all the Owen Cup ones.
Yeah.
We've talked about how John Moxley and Swerve.
Yeah.
We've talked about Kenny. We've talked about Tony. Talked about the Death Riders. Danny Garcia. Wow. We're not talking about Chris Jericho. We just talked about the Hurt Syndicate. So it's a fun packed show.
We just did our most efficient preview of all time.
In an hour and 11 minutes. And we also rambled and talked about the Owen Cup.
Yeah. We're 37 episodes in. We're finally learning. Normally our preview episodes and our review episodes are just.
Well, to be fair, half of the show is truly Owen Cup.
Yeah.
Which we kind of went over. Which I think is fun, fair, pretty. Do you have early predictions for, which, by the way, from all the sound of this, of like planning things for like All In and Forbidden Door and all the things, we still have to get to Double or Nothing next month. So the fallout from Dynasty is going to be Double or Nothing, which, yes, it's going to be the finals of the Owen Cup. However, we still have now, after this pay-per-view, a month and 3 weeks to prep for yet another pay-per-view.
And a big one. This is like
and one it's of a big things. One.
Oh, my God.
In Arizona, which, by the way, we were talking before, and I was like, I don't think I can, like, justify trying to travel for any of these shows, because, like, first off, I do have, like, airplane anxiety and, like, airport anxiety. I don't think that I can swing $300, $400, $500 flights anymore.
No. It's like a bad situation too, because like flights just keep going up, and they're not doing any shows in Florida. It's okay.
Although they just announced some shows here in Washington, in Kent. Have you ever heard of Kent?
Can't say I have. I'm going to be real. Okay.
Well, a certain Darby Allin grew up in the Kent area. And those are in June after Double or Nothing. And they're doing the combo of Collision and Dynamite.
Dang.
Uh-huh.
We're cooked, huh?
So, we're all cooked. Like, sure, where does Darby fit in all of this? But then we specifically did AEW Dynasty. I keep saying that. AEW Wrestle Dream in Tacoma for Swerve. And that didn't work out.
We're cooked.
Hey, love it. Sure, Darby's about to climb Mount Everest. Sure. We get it. June is, we still got to get through April because it just started. May and June.
They can't still be on the Darby train.
Choo choo, chugga 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 choo. Why in Kent though? Like, they have one arena. Okay, so let me tell you the tea about this arena. It is smaller than the Angel of Winds, which is where we've gone and seen Dynamite. So I've seen AW here in Seattle at the Climate Pledge Arena. I've seen it at the Tacoma Dome, which the Tacoma Dome is bigger than Climate Pledge, but Climate Pledge is where your sports teams are at. And there's public transportation. I've seen it at Angel of the Winds, which is much smaller, and it's where our like minor league teams play hockey and all the things. There are no sports teams that I know of. I think it's like the single A hockey team plays in Kent. But I saw a country music show, because that's what Kent is. A country music show in Kent. At the same arena.
Okay, so what I'm hearing,
yeah,
is it's either Darby or it's Hangman.
Yeah.
Darby can't be world champion, right?
Did I just ruin our efficient show by letting you know that in the end of June?
Maybe bring Darby back. And we don't, we do something else.
What something if we, else.
What if we did Darby versus
just put all the Pacific Northwest boys in a triple threat, you know?
Yeah.
Put Nick Wayne in there, put Swerve in there, put Darby in there. Perfect.
Yeah. It'd be okay.
Special guest referee, Brian Danielson.
Darby Allin cannot be AW World Champion.
All right.
Could you imagine? I think it would backfire so spectacularly if they made Darby World Champion instead of Swerve or Hangman. I think people would boo Darby. I really do. Oh my God, Tony, please. Tony, please. We're cooked. Osprey, maybe. You got... Why? I'm going to cry out of frustration. Like, not even... It's a bad cry. I'm going to cry out of frustration. Anyway, I'm excited for Dynasty. I think it's going to be a good show. Kenny Omega's there, obviously, so it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Do you want to give your final thoughts and your plugs?
Final thoughts is I'm excited for the show tonight. I'm excited to see how AW surprises me. But if you want to follow me and see how I'm live tweeting, go follow me on all social media _ Queer Auntie. I live stream Thursdays through Sundays when I'm feeling the most. By the way, this next Saturday, because I'm doing the Mother Talking Post show for RuPaul's Drag Race, non-wrestling related item, it is going to be a very special episode, so you won't want to miss it. Our finale is in 2 weeks. So if you haven't watched RuPaul's Drag Race, you want to watch people reacting to RuPaul's Drag Race, come watch us. It'll be a lot of fun.
Period. My final thoughts are that... No Darby Allin. I also, my final thoughts are do something with the trio titles. I don't think Rated FTR wins them, but we could do something after. My plugs, you can follow me on Blue Sky and Twitter at Kylie Wrestling. I'm more active on Blue Sky, but whatever. This is Wrestling Made Me Cry. It's a show where me and Collins come on every Sunday at noon Eastern on Faithful Overbooked, and we talk about things in wrestling that made us cry, and we have a good time doing it. So make sure you guys join us every week for that. This is Faithful Overbooked. It's a hodgepodge of a channel. There's wrestling content. There's non-wrestling content. There's like a lot going on. So make sure you go to the playlist tab and you go check out everything that's going on Fightful Overbooked and subscribe. If you're watching us after we go live, hi, welcome. I need a couple of things from you. Like the video, obviously. Yeah. Comment below your four pillars of the AW tag team division. It's necessary. Do your homework. Go do it. Mm-hmm. And make sure you join us next week. We'd love to see you guys. All that being said, thank you guys so much for joining us for this Owen Hart / AW Dynasty / tattoo / rant live. It was a good time.
Perfect.
I had a blast doing the show. I'm so excited for Dynasty. I'm going to be live posting on Blue Sky. Probably not Twitter. Probably Blue Sky. So make sure you go follow me there. And fingers crossed it's a good show.
Fingies crossed.
I don't think it'll be bad. I don't think it'll be bad. I think it'll be good.
I can cross my... How do you do that?
What do you mean?
Literally, it's because these thingies have been broken before. That's what happens.
Makes sense.
Can't do it. Sorry.
I think we are a little bit crooked. But anyway, all that being said, before we get too distracted by crossing our fingers, thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll see you next week, noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific. Fightful Overbooked. Bye.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.